definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Thursday. Good morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you as always by Happy State Bank alongside G-E-O-F-F. Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way taking care of us. You can hit us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, hopes, dreams. Anything, it's not too, definitely not too early for score predictions at this point, because we're going to give some a little bit later with our weekend pick'em challenge. Whatever you want to pump in, do it on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Lots to dive into as it is moving day for the Red Raiders. They move on up to Laramie. And we'll look towards that matchup as well as a lot of other college football going on this weekend. Big 12 football, new teams in the Big 12. It officially gets underway from a football perspective tonight, actually, with Central Florida team hosting a nobody. But lots to get excited about. What's happening, Hax?
Yeah, my son last night said, Daddy, going to watch football with me tomorrow night? And I said, yeah, no.
Yeah, no. I bet you can catch some of it.
Yeah, probably so. I'll be home about 9:30. Yeah, I got the soccer tonight.
That's the great thing about soccer is it doesn't ever really go long.
And now they took out overtime.
Right, so that's my point. It's like now without the overtime,
you know exactly.
You know when you're in and out. It's not. I mean, there's a little stoppage time in college soccer, right? Not much.
Not much.
I mean, they only put a smidge in.
Clock, I mean, a clock runs, the ball goes, gets, you know, knocked out of the facility, clock's still running.
I mean, unless there's like a big injury in the game, the stoppage time is minimal. So
lead referee doesn't mess with the clock much.
Yeah, so you'll...
unless it is a serious thing that's happened down there. And luckily, we've had all the teams get out healthy on this new surface. So
far.
All right, so I got a bone to pick.
With me?
No.
Okay.
You remember when I was diagnosing kind of the, season 5-ish of Brockmire? Remember that?
I do, because that almost deterred me from finishing the show. Like, that's not the only reason. Time has also, and I just kind of forgot too. But I'm only through two seasons.
It became painfully obvious to me that the creators of the show did not like baseball. So I got a little bit of a...
It turned into a political thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, it did. Okay. Yeah, very.
Okay.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way.
So, ScreenRant.com has put out 15 harsh realities of watching The Office 18 years later. I'm just going to give you the bullet points. Number 15, Michael Scott is a terrible boss. Number 14, Dunder Mifflin would be an awful place to work. Number 13, Jim's kind of an office bully. Number 12, Pam cheated on her fiance. Number 11, Dwight is actually terrifying. Number 10, Will Ferrell's character was disappointing. Number 9, Todd Packard would be canceled. Number 8, Toby is a bit of a creep.
Okay.
Number 7, Andy is kind of the worst. Number 6, Ryan is an egotistical jerk. Number 5, Angela is morally reprehensible.
Oh my gosh.
Number 4, some episodes of The Office have aged terribly. Number 3, The Office relationships are inappropriate. Number 2, The Office should have ended after season 7, which I can get on board a little bit with that. And number 1, The Office theme song is pretty obnoxious. I mean, give me a break. Just
this got
you got nothing
today,
nice
huh?
to say? About The Office?
I thought some of it was funny. Like, because it's like, oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's all funny.
Oh, man.
I took most of that as pretty hilarious. Like, if you think about it in real life terms, yeah, I can identify with Jim being kind of a bully. Like, I mean, he's the Clint Scott thing. Yeah. I've experienced it. The Dwight actually being terrifying in real life with all the weapons in the building.
He's actually terrifying. Maybe I just looked at it wrong. You're right.
No, it's I think it's pretty.
But great. The number one was interesting to me, the theme song. It says anyone who's ever fallen asleep while binge watching The Office certainly knows the jolt of panic when waking up to the start of the new episode.
Right, right.
Oh.
So that's funny. It's a funny way to start. The I just took that as mostly funny.
Screenrants.com if you want to read all of the looking back 18 years from now.
Wow.
And Todd Packer crazy would it's been be that canceled.
Long. Yeah, he would be. 100% would be canceled. So,
but the English Todd Packer is.
I've only watched an episode or two of that. So, is he bad?
Oh, he's twice as bad.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
You get away with more in England.
They did with that show. That's for sure.
Of course, it was earlier, so.
Two seasons.
Yeah. So, does it feel like a tired Thursday to you?
Oh, I'm so exhausted.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it is. I mean, I know I stayed up late and
I'm trying to get ready. Bro.
But it just feels like, get us to the weekend. Come on, get us there.
This feels like a huge
college
hurdle.
College football. Yeah.
Mick couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't get out of bed.
All the kids were struggling today.
It's kind of like
I did. Go ahead.
You shoot the starting pistol for going back to school, and you're on a sprint.
All the time.
And then all the events and the practices and the taxi driving and the work and all those things they start to pile up, and I think they've really stacked up here. Like yesterday, I had, as soon as the show was over, talked to the volleyball coach from Texas A&M Commerce, Louisiana Lafayette, and Wyoming. And that shows you how much stuff you got coming up. You know, if you're talking to five coaches in 2 days, you got a lot coming up.
Yeah.
By the way, the Lafayette coach went here.
He went here.
She went here.
She went here.
Yeah. She's coming back home.
That's cool.
Graduated here in 2012.
That's really cool.
And was the head coach at Odessa College for 9-10 years. So I got to talk to her yesterday. She's ready to come back. She can't wait to get back to Lubbock, she said. So that'll be good.
Absolutely. So we will not give our official season predictions as far as record goes today, but we will give our game predictions because we're doing our weekend pick 'em challenge today at 10:30. So opportunity will be there for one of you to call in on the Visual Edge IT hotline. Keep this number handy, 806-771-0973. That'll be coming up later. We got some headlines for you, including Rangers woes again. That's straight
up.
My
gosh.
It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for a few headlines. What you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Jeff Haxton here from the First United Bank studio on this Thursday morning. You're welcome to hit us up. Thoughts, comments, questions, all in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. We will get to some of that here in a moment. First, we got headlines for you. And starting the headlines off with what I just teased, unfortunately. Bobby Hot Dog's looking to get canceled, too. Says, Choice, did you enjoy the birthday gift that Aroldis Chapman gave you as much as I did last night?
Oh, that's rough.
What stinks is I'm like, man, I'm not an Aroldis Chapman fan. And he's blown a lot lately. Like, he's supposed to be the one that you can count on, and he's blowing it a lot lately. Chapman
blew it.
Blows it again late in the in extra innings last night, ends up hitting a batter to walk in the final. Well,
the Rangers got plunked a bunch too.
Yeah.
And took advantage of it in the top of the eighth.
Mm-hmm.
Go up two runs. But we've seen it so many times. It's like 5-3 in the eighth. Should be good, right? No. They're going to have two more chances.
The Rangers would have like an 8-game lead in the AL West if they took away half of their bullpen losses, of their losses ninth inning or later this year.
Mm.
This is a team that cannot close, unfortunately. And just another chapter in the book last night. Chapman and the Rangers lose 6-5. Astros stay hot. They beat the Red Sox 7-4 yesterday. So they stay up top in the AL West standings. Rangers relinquished the lead, obviously. And the Mariners also won 5-4 over the A's. They snuck by the A's. So Mariners and Astros are tied. But Hacks, for the first time in a while, we're going to have three different spots in the AL West standings after tonight, because the Mariners are the only team playing out of the three. So they'll either be half a game up or below the Astros, and the Rangers will be a game or a game and a half back, something like that. So there will be a little bit of differences when it comes to the standings, depending what the Mariners do tonight. Both Rangers and Astros, as I mentioned, get the night off. But Thursday night college football coming your way tonight, and including a game we'll have on the airwaves for you tonight. We'll pick this game later. Florida at Utah is what's on tap for this evening. That should be a pretty good game. Florida surprised and beat Utah last year. Most people had it picked the other way, right?
No, you're remembering wrong.
I'm flipping it around.
Yes.
Utah surprised and beat Florida in Florida. Yes. Thank you. Florida, an underdog going into this one. Against the Utes, it will be a 6:30 coverage start time. We'll have the game for you on 100.7, the score. Other games of note include the Big 12 opener for the season. Not Big 12 conference opener, but first Big 12 game, UCF at Kent State. Care to guess the line on that game?
Who are they playing in, UCF?
Central Florida hosting Kent State.
Kent State, the Golden Flashes.
I said at. I had it backwards.
I'm going to say UCF 20.
35 and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
The Golden Knights. Sorry, not Golden. Just regular Knights. Other games, UConn hosts North Carolina State tonight. Hey, there's a future Big 12 versus Big 12 game right there. UConn versus North Carolina State. Only kind of joking.
How did I remember that wrong? Florida 29, Utah 26.
Okay, so I was correct.
You were right.
Yeah, that's where...
Because Utah was ranked 7th.
Yeah, Utah was supposed to be great. Florida surprised him, like, holy cow, Florida might be good this year, and then they weren't good that year. Okay.
My bad.
All good. Hey, that's correct.
First game of the year.
Correcting each other to only to go on and be wrong is, you know, one of the staples of the show, so we got
no. You're wrong.
Got to keep it going. Minnesota also at home against Nebraska. The Gophers a 7-point favorite. You know, the Gophers are significant this year. You know why? Not this year's team of the Gophers, but the Gophers program is significant.
Don't know.
Okay, they were the last team to three-peat in college football. 1934, 1935, 1936. Minnesota.
Man.
Three-peat from 34 to 36. Georgia has a chance and is the Vegas favorite this year to win the national title. They have a chance to be the first since the 30s. It's been almost 90 years since it's happened.
Wow.
So that's why I would bet against Florida. I mean, against Florida. That too. I bet against Georgia. For that reason, it just doesn't happen in college football. You don't see that kind of thing. It's such a rare thing to see a back-to-back like that. The odds are something's going to go wrong for Georgia. But we'll see. They just maybe head and shoulders above the rest, like like they have been. Tech soccer tonight is came out during our show yesterday. Ashley Williams named co-offensive player of the week in the Big 12 Conference. Following her five-goal week the prior week, she is leading the nation with seven goals so far this year. So Ashley Williams and the Red Raiders will be back at it at the John Walker Soccer Complex.
Offense and Texas Tech women's sports in this early fall season have been prominent because of the stat that you just gave. But on the volleyball side, Bryn Williams is second in the country in kills.
That's crazy.
And she's only one behind. Can't remember where she was from, the player, but this girl has 73. And Bryn has 72.
There you go.
And Texas Tech volleyball leading in several categories and played at least two good teams, Wichita State and Notre Dame, and then they'll have three more shots coming up here.
That's right. They'll start it back up tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 7 against the Cowgirls.
And, soccer tonight against North Texas.
Nice little in-state matchup. North Texas is really good. Their coach has been around for 30 years, something like that. And I got to talk to him earlier this week. So
that game, you can find Hacks on ESPN Plus tonight, correct? Mm-hmm. There you go. You two can join
us. And Bridget.
Thoughts, comments, questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 Score mobile app.
Did you see Houston's uniforms coming up for the UTSA game?
The Cougars?
Mm-hmm.
No, I have not. Is that on the tweet? Out. Had to think about it a little bit. That's real?
Oh, it's absolutely real, yes.
I'm out. Sorry. I got to stick with my guns on wear your freaking school colors. Or I complain about the NBA jerseys not being colors of the school. Look, the one exception I can get behind, like the when teams wear the turquoise or whatever for Indians,
Native Americans.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But this, the Cougars are trying to imitate the Oilers, which I freaking love the Oilers uniforms.
So
Tennessee.
To describe these to the listener, they are identical to the Oilers' old uniforms, from the helmet to the jersey to the pants. It just says Houston across the front of the jerseys and Houston across the side of the helmets on both sides. So no oil, Derek, but they are identical.
How do you feel?
I feel like it's a reach. If I were a Houston fan, I'd like to see my team in the colors.
In the colors, yeah.
That represent the school.
Right. Again, the nostalgia, the Oilers.
People love those uniforms, but
the Titans are wearing them this year. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
And I'm okay with that because it is a throwback inside the organization. Now, I know Houston fans in general, Texans fans are mad about it, but I like that. This is a reach, yeah. I mean, it's fine to pay homage and all that, which, by the way, Warren Moon was at the bowl game in Houston. That was really cool to see. And I just, I'm out on those. The Cougars start the season off with a demerit. Sorry, Dana. Already off to a bad start. And they're going to lose to UTSA, too. Or are they?
Oh.
What am I going to pick? I can't tip my hand too much, or have I already?
92,000 last night at Memorial Stadium for Nebraska volleyball.
Wow. 92,003. They did it. They did it, folks.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Appreciate you joining us this Thursday morning. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Jeff Haxton here in the First United Bank studio. Got more of your thoughts rolling in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll dabble in that. Talk some Texas Tech football. Got some college football odds type of stuff, including week one line movement, the biggest movement, most bet on teams, that sort of thing. get to some of that for...
What about Olympics line movement? Have there been any of that going on?
For the overall Olympics?
Yeah.
No, I think it is still... I mean, you and I are 1 point apart. And actually, you have moved ahead of Snead in the overall. Because I think he was...
Has Clint moved ahead of Snead?
That's a great question. I'll have to check with my sources in Vegas to see, but it sounds like...
Check probably. With them. I'd like to know.
I'm guessing that's the case because, well, Snead has embraced the trash can at this point. But free throws are coming. And like maybe this weekend, actually. It sounds like free throws may be coming on Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll have to see.
Y'all are so lucky because when you're trying to do these events... And I'm garbage today, okay?
Okay, Forky.
I'm...
Anybody with a kid that's watched Toy Story 4 will get that.
I'm Forky today.
I'm trash.
Because I have the game tonight.
Uh-huh.
Anytime I have a game, I'm just garbage. And I don't know why.
Focus is elsewhere.
It's always been that way. I'm uptight. I'm not fun to be around.
Then why don't we go on Monday? We don't have to do Sunday.
And guess what Sunday night is?
A game. Let's go Monday. I like Monday better anyway. That's my nomination. I don't want you to be able to use it as an excuse.
It might not matter.
I don't want you to be shooting a basketball.
It might not matter.
Use it as an excuse later. Yeah, that was not your Jake greatest event last time.
But I beat you in knockout, sucker.
You did, unfortunately. Freaking Jake beat me in knockout. That's gross.
You trash can knockout.
So the college football playoff national championship. Can you... Yeah, let's do this. Let's turn it into a pop quiz. Let's
man.
Turn it into a pop quiz.
Pop quiz, huh?
So it's time for a pop quiz.
You need one. This is an impromptu. Lucas didn't even know about it.
Pop quiz!
This was a pop quiz to me. I wasn't even planning on it. So, Hacks, I got the top 10 most bet-on teams to win the national title this year. This you should be able to get.
Yeah,
I think,
sure.
I think, I mean, with your three strikes, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to get all 10. So, let's go for it. Most bet-on teams to win the national title this year.
Okay. Georgia?
Georgia is number one with 15.6% of bets going their way. It's a huge number for national title.
Ohio State.
They are, third. 10% of the bets have gone their way to win the title.
Alabama, sir.
Number two.
Okay.
14.3% of the bets. So you got the top three already.
Okay.
Three.
The Michigan Wolverines.
Michigan is fourth. This might be the easiest pop quiz I've ever given you. They've garnered 9.2% of the vote, or the wagers.
Boom, 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 boom. Remember, you said like somebody bet Colorado or something like that.
Yeah, that was early on. I will give you your hint. They're not in the top.
Well, no, I wouldn't put them on there. USC.
USC is fifth, so you've gone almost in order so far.
Yeah.
USC has 7.8% of the bets.
Okay.
This is where it gets harder. I mean, it's not hard, but...
Texas.
Texas is ninth on the list. 5.7% have bet that the Longhorns will win the national title.
Notre Dame. Strike. Man.
12th on the list.
Oh.
Little outside looking in. So one strike, you have 6 out of the 10 so far.
Clemson.
Clemson is 7th on the list. They have got 6.2% of the...
So I need three more. Is that right?
Need three more.
Bayou Bengals?
They are sixth. So you have 1 through 7 so far. And 9. 7.7%
Mike of the Tiger?
go on LSU.
Did you see Rodgers talking the smack to the guy that hit him? Did you see that?
Aaron Rodgers?
No. Yeah.
No. He got hit by his teammate?
No, a guy from the Giants. Oh. He said, "I don't even know who you are, man."
That's kind of funny. And the other actually, guy, that's pretty funny.
The other guy goes, "I don't know who you are." And then Rodgers had a few words for that, too.
You know who I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh? Wait, who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah, who do you? Yeah, Pete Webber.
That would have been perfect Weber. If he threw that one out. You're missing two. Number 8 and number 10 on the list. One strike.
Number 8, number 10.
Need two to go. To sum up.
Oregon.
11. So close. You can use your lifeline. You don't have to.
Are these like just jump out obvious?
No, but for this season, they are the ones that have been talked about.
Really?
For the most part. I mean, if you look at an AP poll, you'd probably... It would probably match up pretty close.
Can you give me a conference hint?
I'll give you your two conferences. That'd be, you got one left in the ACC and one left in the Big Ten.
Penn State,
number 10 on the list.
Oh, geez,
3.4%.
I would have really never guessed them.
Really, without the help, you wouldn't have got that.
Florida State.
Penn State's ranked like number 7 in the seat, right? I think they're okay. 7 right. Preseason. Florida State is correct.
There you go.
To round out the top 15, you had Oregon at 11, Notre Dame, Texas A&M is 13th, Washington, and Tennessee. 1.1% of the vote. So there are the where the money's wagered. Here's an interesting one right here, Hacks. They have the percentage of money wagered on teams for conference title odds, too. You can guess Texas is number 1 on the Big 12 conference title odds. 50% of people that have bet, 50% have bet on the Longhorns to win the Big 12 title. But number 2, and I don't know if this is just Texas Tech fans hanging out in Vegas or what, the Red Raiders have been bet the second most. It is a good bet because it goes off at 10-1.
It's a good bet.
I mean, if you can get, you got 10-1 odds on it, that's not terrible if it pays out. 11.2% of all the votes on Big 12 title odds have gone on Texas Tech. OU's 3 at 10%, Kansas State 4, TCU next, UCF, Oklahoma State, Baylor, Kansas, BYU, Iowa State, Cincinnati, West Virginia. Okay, so you got Cincinnati that has 0.7% of all bets placed. West Virginia, 0.5%. Houston, 0.01%. Like everybody else.
That's just one guy.
That's pretty well. The one
just
guy.
Just Mattress Mack.
The bet on Houston to win the Big 12 title. And they have by far the worst odds. 100-1 odds for Houston to win the conference title. So, there you go. There's your wagering, all you wagering gambling nerds. Got you up to date on all of that. But Texas Tech, people are betting on them. We'll see if it comes true. Coming up in hour number 2, we have our first of the new fall season, our weekend pick'em challenge coming up at 10:30. Don't call in yet, but your opportunity to dial up the Visual Edge IT hotline will be coming soon. Plenty of other stuff, including stuff from you on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Straight ahead, it's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Onward to hour number 3. It is a Thursday with the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you as always by Happy State Bank. Now yours on television, Fox 34 at News Now. I'm Choice Woodman alongside Jeff Haxton, Lucas White back behind the glass, handling us. Keep the thoughts, commentary, whatever you got coming in on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. We'll catch up on some of that from you. Already have some questions in for Ask the Benchwarmers, but a lot of room for you still if you want to bump your questions in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Did you see the bull riding shotgun in a car?
Okay, I'm so confused because you started with bull riding and then shotgun. So now this is literally a bull in the front seat of a car.
Of a sedan, four-door car.
No.
They put his feet in, then put it, I don't know how they did it, but they put his feet in, got the door closed, put a cattle pin, and strapped that to the side of the car. I got it right here. This is a massive bull.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
I think that's a Watusi.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Okay, so Watusis are the African longhorns that have like just thicker, bigger horns in there.
Oh, that's impressive that you knew that name. I never heard of that.
My grandpa Pops had a Watusi. A couple of Watusis when I was growing up.
I mean, he's just standing there just like no big deal.
That is amazing. That Pops' Watusi was named Six because he had 6 feet of horns. It was just a massive, massive dude. That's something. What state would you guess? Do you already know what state it's in?
I think it's Nebraska.
I was about to say, like, if I was guessing states, Montana might be number one for that.
The rodeo gate or the pin that they had Nebraska parade entry or something.
Wow.
Like
that's amazing.
Nebraska's all over the headlines.
Hey, for everything.
Bull riding shotgun.
Okay, so we'll get some of your thoughts in a moment, but it is Lucas's day for the questions.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
What was the first major news story you remember as a child watching on TV? Like for me, 9/11.
9/11 was it for you?
My first
one. Challenger explosion.
That's a lot of people's. I guess Princess Diana dying in the car wreck would be the first one for me. So I remember that and it being such a big deal, and I didn't know why it was a big deal, but. Yeah, I was 6 or 7 when it happened, but that's the one I remember.
Yeah, it was 8 when the Challenger exploded.
Yeah, I mean, that one, I know lots of people for that. And then, of course, 9/11 was enormous, but yeah, good question.
I was on the job as a news director for 2 months.
For 9/11?
When 9/11 happened.
So you were on as a news director when it happened?
Yes.
That's crazy. That was
welcome
wild.
To the field.
Yeah, the biggest news thing that's happened in a century.
When you approach a yellow light, are you one to gun it, or are you one to just slow down and take the red light?
Always. Well, yeah, not always. This has caused one wreck for me, too. But gun it. Not always. I have a pretty hard and fast approach. Almost all intersections nowadays, at least in the Lubbock area, are like concrete. So when the regular pavement stops and then the concrete starts, if I'm at that spot, I'm going.
Mm.
If I've hit that concrete spot, because you're going to have to slam it on your brakes for the most part. But if I'm further back than that, I'm not going to try to run the red light.
Mine all depends on mood.
Really? So some days you're just laid back.
Mm-hmm.
Got my mind on my money.
But I would say most of the time, gun it.
Okay. What about you? You're a gun
it guy. 100%.
I saw how you drive like the other day when we were leaving volleyball. I'm like, holy cow, Lucas. You know, there's some road for the rest of us over here.
Okay.
It's zipping around. Like, I haven't driven like that since high school.
All right. So you are the Texas Tech football coach, but you have Patrick Mahomes, you have Cliff Kingsbury, and you have Graham Harrell in your quarterback room. Who are you starting? Who's your second string? Who's your third?
This one's pretty
easy, right?
Yeah, and we're going current version or college version?
College version.
Like, I mean, am I Joey McGuire in Zach Kittley's offense is how I'd take this. I'm still taking Patrick Mahomes. I know what Graham did here, but I'm taking Patrick Mahomes because talent level's unreal. Mahomes, Harrell, Kingsbury.
Me too.
That order. Again, and I know that some people are probably going to come at me, bro, for not putting Harrell ahead. What Harrell did at Texas Tech is more impressive. But if we're going, hey, I'm a coach and I'm trying to go off of talent, it's Mahomes. And Kingsbury, not a shot at him. He was the first to usher in this air raid era, but there's been ones that are better than him since. And he would tell you the same thing.
Here's your transfer portal of the week.
Do we have a potty still around? I think it's been a while.
There, yeah. We got there we go. Woo! JT Daniels. Here's the quote. I can't imagine that there's someone who has started against Texas, at Texas, in three different uniforms.
Hold on, where is it? He's at Rice, right?
Yes.
I totally forgot about that. Is Rice going to even score a touchdown with JT Daniels?
Maybe one.
So he's started against Texas.
At Texas.
At Texas. Well, who am I forgetting? Obviously, West Virginia last year.
He was at USC.
Right, but he started at USC at Texas? I don't even remember that. Okay. And he was Georgia,
Rice quarterback
too, right?
Set to make third start at Texas for team number three.
But he's played for four.
Yeah, but that Georgia team didn't play at Texas.
That's crazy.
Now, that would be something.
Didn't they play against Texas, though?
In a bowl.
Yeah, I wonder if he was on the roster at that time.
I don't think so. I think he was gone.
Okay.
That was Ellinger.
Yeah. So, yeah, that probably
would have
We're back. They are so back to Texas's normal territory.
Texas is back, folks.
Joe Testor.
Joe Testor.
Infamy, baby.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It is time for Ask the Benchwarmers. Bring the questions in right now. Many of you already have on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. You can tweet us at 107 The Score or dial us up on the Visual Edge IT hotline 806-771-0973. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. We got Landon Parrish across the way. You've been studying your mascots?
I've been working on it anyway.
Okay. We're quizzing you again next week.
Okay. I'll be ready.
It won't be a poppy pop quiz because you know it's coming, but you're getting another mascot quiz next week. Just letting you know. Lucas White across the way as well. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. Did y'all see the uniforms Houston will be wearing Saturday? That's Sooner in Lubbock. Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
Start of the show.
We are collectively out, right? On the unis.
Sorry, I'm about to sneeze.
He is about to sneeze. I'll answer for him because he already said it. Yeah. Out on the Houston unis. Like, wear your team colors. Again, love the Oilers look, but you're not the Oilers. You're the Cougars. And no one thinks you're the Oilers. This question from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. There's a couple held over from yesterday. Hacks, this one's from Patrick. Hacks, does OSU have a losing record this year?
No.
Okay.
They're going to win 9 games.
I would bet against that.
Yeah, you should.
I'm in the 7 or 8 range. 9 would be a little steep. But never know. If things click, Alan Bowman is...
One team from Texas, and it's Houston.
If Alan Bowman has just been saving up stuff on the bench for 2 years at Michigan, then hey, there you go. Where did that go? Will the Rangers, pardon me, pick up some players that... I'm sorry, it's hard to read this question. Something on waivers. Will they pick up players on waivers, is I think what they're trying to say.
Well, they've already moved so much already. I don't know how much more movement they can do.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys getting cut. Their Angels just cut a bunch of players, cut some dead weight, contracts and that sort of thing. So it's possible. Why doesn't Iowa State play baseball? Because they're not cool.
They gave it up.
So we'll have in the new 16-team Big 12, we'll have 14 of the 16 that play. Colorado doesn't play either. But 14 out of 16 will play baseball in the futuristic Big 12. This year you'll have 13 of the 14, correct? I think.
You're not going to play Cincinnati and K-State.
Correct. Yes. Michael says, have y'all seen the Baylor water commercial?
Yes. Just with the sound down.
No.
It is just really...
Like it's a water Baylor. Company?
It's Aquafina.
And it's Baylor?
It's like 7 students, one at a time, being filmed like they're acting like they're really hot. And then water comes from out of the sky and they grab a bottle. And it's just really Baylor. Weird.
Wow.
But it's being hammered online currently.
Okay.
It's being buried.
I will check it out. Viva73 says...
Mizzou did something similar. Another awkward, weird promo. Somebody made a great point. It's like, you match up our creative teams to this. It's like night and day.
Where did it go? Viva73 says the only time I'll give my prediction for Texas Tech, Wyoming, Texas Tech 31, Wyoming 24. Okay, one touchdown game. A little tighter than most are anticipating, but again, if you walk away with a win, I'm going to be happy. All right, it's a road game to open the season. You walk out with a win, I'll be happy on Saturday. Now, it doesn't mean I won't have some concerns and, like, okay, got some question marks after week one. But, hey, a win is truly a win, and you only got one true road win last season. So, if you start off 1-0 on the road, that's definitely a good thing. This one from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. D-Rock says, I'm going to need a listener power ranking from Choice and Hacks now. That'd be great. We'd have to put some thought into it because we're going to end up leaving people out and hurting people's feelings of our, like, staple listeners. Some have disappeared. Like, Shelly, where are you at? We haven't heard from you in forever. I haven't heard from Shelly. Banjo Bob's the number one listener of all time. Sorry. He already gets that spot. Dang. Right? Got it. So we can't hurt anybody else's feelings. CW, I heard Clint wants to punch you in the face. Does this mean you're going to have a boxing match as part of the Olympics? That's the one I wouldn't want because the dude is...
He's got a lot of reach.
Freakishly long.
He's got a lot of reach.
I mean...
So far, I've got more respect for Clint than I had going into the Olympics.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought he would perform overall as well as he has.
He has held his own.
He doesn't look I mean, none of us look like athletes. Snead looks the most like an athlete. Read into that however you want to. But, he doesn't look like an athlete, but he's got some stuff.
Yeah, he's okay.
And that's the only time you'll hear me compliment Clint all year. Do the Red Raiders have a
decent... But he wants to punch you in the face?
I think I made him mad at times, yeah. Like with the competition part. I mean, there's a promo running how
kicking
he called me
can.
TCU. He compared me to TCU or something.
Really?
Yeah, he called me the Horned Frogs in his Olympics comparison. Bench warmers for us that are going to the Wyoming game, is there a color we're supposed to wear? I saw yesterday, I think they're calling for people to wear red, which makes sense because there's nothing close to it. So I believe I saw that from Tech Athletics yesterday. They did like a roll call thing of who's going to the game and said, wear red if you're up there. But again, if you wear a different color, they're not going to turn you away. That was quite a divisive topic.
Didn't you call people a Nimrod? Something
no,
like that?
It wasn't Nimrod.
You called people...
It was a punk.
Punk, yeah.
It was just that they're purposefully...
I just think you're a punk if you don't wear the same color in the section you're supposed to.
If you're purposefully going against the grain when you had an opportunity to do something cool. Okay. Where did the other one go? Benchwarmers, what's something you can never have too much of?
Money.
Money.
So, can I have a loan? You still owe me $4,000.
I'm owning the gym now, apparently. Got to put a new glass door in with racquetball. Let's see. Well, my brain is...
Carlos Silva's spitting out all kinds of stuff online. He's talked to Gio. Gio said the first band at Raider Alley will be... Have you heard yet?
I knew who it was supposed to be, and then they supposedly backed out.
Lit.
That's a 90s band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And your feelings on that?
Good.
Okay. I don't know that I can name a single
They're
going
to do a dry run tonight under the new LED lights with the Going Band and the Masked Rider.
Good, good.
So, thanks, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos. Do the Red Raiders have a decent bullpen right now? It's a pretty far out there question, but maybe.
The Red Raider bullpen?
That's what they said, Raiders.
I don't know.
Let's get to fall baseball, and then we can start answering some of those questions. We got to at least get some practices out there in front of us. Benchwarmers, Joey Mack asked you to design a City Connect jersey for the Blackout homecoming game. What would you put on the jersey, and what would the color scheme be? Well, the color scheme is going to be red, black, white in some form or fashion. Probably black.
City Connect.
And I don't know. Do you like the Dallas jerseys or where it says names across for SMU?
The hub?
You could put the hub. I'd probably just do Lubbock if you're going like that out there. I don't know. Need more time to think on that one, which is something we don't have right now.
We don't have that.
We are done for the day. We'll join you again tomorrow. I'll join you from Laramie, or Fort Collins, actually.
Safe travels, bud.
Appreciate it. It's been the End of the Bench.
Don't break anything.
I'll try not to. For Hax, Lucas, I'm Choice. It's been the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.